This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Florida. A couple days ago we were actually out in St. Petersburg, I guess they call it St. Pete's, spending some time with our affiliates guys. We did live radio from out there. Now we're in the Orlando area, and it just so happens, friends, we've missed, I think, like 12 inches of snow in the state of Minnesota, but we will be back in the saddle on Tuesday, catching up to you and with you from the great state of Minnesota, as we call it now, especially this time of the year. Friends, with that said, if you want to call at any time, please do. We'd love to hear from you. We got ComRack set up, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to get over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. And I want to cover some of the things that have been omitted to the CIA-controlled media, as usual, the information they don't want you to have, and this being one of them. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tim Brown, senior editor from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, just wrote that Chick-fil-A's donations to the Southern Poverty Law Center exposed. He stated, okay, so following revelations that Chick-fil-A supports Common Core and that they were pulling donations to Christian charities that spoke out against the abominations promoted by the LGBTQSTUVWXYZ movement, it has been uncovered that Chick-fil-A was also bankrolling the Southern Poverty Law Center, a known Marxist organization that targets Christians, families, conservative organizations, as well as individuals themselves. Now, friends, with that said, I'm just giving you a little salt on your tongue concerning the things that are going on in your country. Furthermore, this is one of the very reasons, friends, I spend so much time exposing the error within the body of Christ, those that call themselves Christians. Because Scripture is very clear in making distinction between, well, the righteous and the unrighteous, the whole, holy, the defiled, the sheep, the goats, friends. The list goes on and on. Read Ezekiel 44:23 when you get a moment. Folks, those that are not zealous against error, keep in mind, they're not zealous against error because they're not zealous for the truth. This is what happens, folks, when you don't pay attention to what they're really doing, like that of politicians. Folks, in many cases, these professed Christians are not Christians at all. It's a lack of Christianity. As a matter of fact, let me give you a case in point. Just this morning, speaking of the body of Christ, it's interesting that Bible commands that, listen, we are to correct each other. Iron sharpens iron, right? And in 2 Timothy 3:16, it clearly tells us that all scriptures given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for listen carefully next, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And folks, what's interesting is these very people that leave off instructions in righteousness and reproof and correction, friends, and not in that order, are the very ones talking about love, when in essence, friends, it lacks the heart of love. Here, let me give you a case in point. This is why I spend so much time making distinction between the sheep and the goats, those that are real Christians and those that are not Christians, friends. Listen to this. This is Prince, I'm sorry, I get so messed up when I look at this guy. He's just a piece of work in so many different ways. This is Mr. Prince, Joseph Prince. You want to see what a harlotan looks like and acts like? I mean, you think you had one with Joel Osteen? You should see this guy. This guy just recently came about, wrote a book called Destined to Reign, Joseph Prince. And he wrote on page 134 and 135, the Holy Spirit never convicts you of your sins. He said, I challenge you to find a scripture in the Bible that tells you that the Holy Spirit has come to convict you of your sins. He said, Joseph Prince did, you won't find any. Hey, friends, this is another heretic exposed, namely that of Joseph Prince. When you look at John 16, 7 through 8, guess what it tells us, friends? And when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will convict the world of, guess what, friends? Sin. And it's absolutely amazing how those that profess to be Christians are there to defend him in his error. And I want to tell you something, friends. They're spending time trying to defend him because they're trying to defend themselves concerning the error that I am highlighting. Also keep in mind the very people that called themselves the seed of Abraham, which they were, and the children of God, which they claimed to be, friends, were the very ones that were the ones crying out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. And again, don't ever forget this, friends. Worldly Christians are more upset, and again, it's a lack of Christianity. But these worldly professed Christians are more upset by those exposing evil than evil itself. And we need to get back to the world, friends. Jesus was hated by the world because he exposed the deeds of the world that they were evil. Is that what not scripture teaches us? Absolutely it is, friends. And we need to get back to the immutable word of God. Because remember, friends, God is not a man that he should lie. He always tells us the truth. Because remember what Jesus said in John 8:32, that it's the truth that makes men free. Going back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, Qatari insider Ilhan Omar. Here again, folks, how many crimes does this woman need to be busted for? How many crimes does she need to be exposed for? How many crimes does she need to be caught in the middle of, friends, and scandals before she's lawfully dealt with by the American people? Because we already see that those in Washington and governors throughout the state of our union are unwilling to deal with these criminals, these subversive individuals in American government that have no lawful authority to be there in the first place, friends. But Ilhan Omar, she is a moral maniac. Very weak when it comes to sex and money is the article, friends. Again, she's in the news once again. Now, speaking of corruption in government, keep in mind, Jesus said in Mark 8:15 that we are to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt government doctrine. And we are to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. I nailed the first one. Here's the second one. Another, in Illinois, friends, another representative of special interest groups resigns as federal corruption investigation grows over and over again. One of the most corrupt cities and states in our union have been busted time and time again for their crimes against we the people, and the American people actually act like the corrupt are going to actually indict.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Florida today. We'll be back in the saddle on Tuesday. Been spending some time with our affiliates guy out here. Did some radio out in St. Petersburg, and now we are in the Orlando area doing the same. 86 degrees today, friends. We're suffering here, right? But we're going back to, I believe, 12 inches of snow in the state of Minnesota in the up and coming days. With that said, friends, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Also, check us out on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, Bradley Dean. Folks, we got a couple videos going viral right now, which means we're tipping into the million views right now. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Do check that out. And again, friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 2:38, Acts 4:12, so on and so forth, friends. Actually, Acts 2:38 speaks of repent and be baptized, so go to Acts 4:12, forgive me for that, and John 14:6, Acts 20:21 as well. I wanted to kind of highlight something here real quick. And P.S., if you want to watch us live on video right now, you can do that. Just go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews. You can watch us live. I love our live chat, friends, and it's a great way to interact. Again, if you want to call in, you can do that. We're set up for Comrax, 1-866-582-9933. Listen to what's going on here, friends, just to show you the absolute ignorance of the American people. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, there is a new act called the Disentanglement Act. Okay? Listen carefully. The Disentanglement Act. The means to put an end to guys competing in women's sports, the drag queen story time, etc. You can get a custom copy here for your state right at the sonsoflibertymedia.com. But I want to stop you right there, because I want you to understand that this is already illegal. For a bunch of pedophiles, do keep in mind NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, which was organized under the head of a pedophile named Harry Hay. The motto for that organization was sex before eight, before it's too late. You can see that motto being sang out by sodomites throughout the land during gay pride parades today. But I want you to understand something, that organization used to be monitored by the FBI. Now they're being protected by the FBI in so many different ways. And that's the truth, friends, of the matter. But I want to tell you this. This is a felony. It's already a felony. The act of sodomy, listen carefully, is already a felony in every state of our union. Why do we need to come up with a disentanglement act to go after pedophiles going into libraries, zeroing in on kids? That's already a felony, America. Isn't it interesting how the criminals in the land, because criminals they are, they're what you would call the left, get away with the things that they get away with? Well, the Lord said in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And it's exactly where we're at in this country, that we have to come up with a disentanglement act in the first place. Again, it's already illegal in every state of our union, okay? Does it take someone like me to tell you, America, that pedophiles dressing up as women, going into libraries, targeting kids is illegal? I mean, does it take a genius to come to you, America, or an attorney, should I say, and tell you that what's going on in Target stores today is completely illegal, when Target says men can use women's bathrooms and women can use men's bathrooms? No, that's already a felony. That's already against the law in this country. We don't need a disentanglement act. We need good Americans, God-fearing Americans in this country that will take the law that's already in the books and bring it unto judgment concerning those that are choosing to commit the crime. I mean, it's really what it comes down to, friends, and this is how I see this, for it is the truth. I see these people come up with these new acts all the time, so they can further kick the can down the road, so they don't actually have to take the law that's already written and go after those that are committing the crime unto judgment, to set a light with righteousness and peace within the land, Isaiah 51:4. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah was a prime example of what America is up against, because Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God. Because all the good people that, by the way, Abraham couldn't find in Sodom and Gomorrah that claimed to be righteous, he couldn't find them that would actually stand up and obey God enough, because they loved him enough to go after the criminals. Sodom and Gomorrah and America will be judged because of what men leave off in obedience towards God. You can mark his words. Because that's exactly where we're at. Oh, and lo and behold, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, right under this article is, guess what, friends? In Texas, we have Teacher of the Year, Randy Chavriera, allegedly having sex with students in classrooms. I told the American church 15 years ago what was going to happen if you let the sodomite agenda go. And folks, it has gone way beyond out of control. I remember distinctly telling the American people, you're already dealing with lawless people. They are now pushing for pedophilia because they've already taken the ground in public schools, because everybody's feeling sorry for them as they're tearing down the law through totalitarian means, because they forgot what Mr. Founder of Glisten said, when he said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. They taught the homosexuals to play the victims while they continuously transgressed the law. And this all fell to the American people under George W. Bush, the Christian president, then Barack Hussein Obama, the Christian president, not again today, friends, because these things are going way out of control under the brand new administration, where the brand new administration is actually praising the sodomite organizations for their contributions to society, said Donald Trump, for the record. This is all an abomination in the sight of God. But I told the American people long ago that when you give the sodomites a pass, friends, there is no end to what they'll do. And it's exactly why Sodom and Gomorrah was judged. America, I strongly suggest that while you have the time to obey God, that you do what God commands out of love for him. For if you fail to do it, there will be another Sodom and Gomorrah in the United States of America where you wish you did what you should have done when you had the time to do it, but you did it not. Teachers are made an open, the students actually are made an open prey to the teachers in the United States of America. And by the way, it's not just the women, it's the men as well. And it's also the teachers, and keep in mind the homosexual community's friends, also want to normalize pedophilia today. And if you look to the UK, they're already past that, friends. They're already talking bestiality. Okay? And all these are an abomination in the sight of God. And you can rest assured, go ahead, write it down, mark it down. Bradley Dean said on this day, this is exactly what's going to happen, because it's already written in the Word of God that this is what's going to happen if it's not prevented. And remember, friends, the keeping of the commandments is prevention. Prevention is better than the cure, friends. Prevention is better than the cure. And we're talking about our kids here across the United States of America. Enough is enough, friends. We also have here, friends, holding to the author of the faith, trusting in man versus trusting in God. And we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. And I want you to listen carefully as to what Charles Spurgeon said. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. He said, if Christ is not all to you, then he's nothing to you. He will never go into partnership as a part savior of men. If he be something, he must be everything. And if he be not everything, then he is nothing to you. Now, I don't know if it's me or not, but doesn't the Bible say that where your treasure is, there will you be your heart also? Yes, it does. Doesn't the Bible tell us in Matthew 6:33 that we are to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto us? The and thens don't matter when God has your heart, because once you taste and see that the Lord is good, Psalm 34, you don't want anything else. Everything else is secondary, and then that's why he gives it to you after the and then, okay? And furthermore, Scripture tells us also in Jeremiah 29:11-13, that we're to seek the Lord with our whole hearts, okay? And I also bring in Matthew 22:37, with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, we're to love the Lord, and then we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. That is the fulfilling of the law and the prophets. Friends, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to be talking to holding to the author of the faith, okay? Holding to the author of the faith, rather be trusting in man versus rather than it be trusting in God. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three proposed rule changes by the Trump administration could cause millions of people across the country to lose food stamps and decrease the size of the benefits for millions more. Over the past year, the Department of Agriculture proposed three changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. The new rules create stricter work requirements for program eligibility, cap deductions for utility allowances, and reform for the way 40 states automatically enroll families into SNAP when they receive other forms of federal aid. A study by the Urban Institute examined the three rules in combination and found that 3.7 million fewer people would receive SNAP in an average month, 2.2 million households would see their average monthly benefits drop by $127, and more than 3 million would see an average drop of $37 per month, and almost 1 million students would lose access for free or reduced lunches. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live out of Orlando, Florida for the next couple days. With that said, friends, work is work, right? And love is love, and that's why we do what we do here, Luke 19:10. I just wanted to cover something that I just highlighted a couple minutes ago concerning what's happening in the United States of America, friends, and what's going on with the schools. And how the teachers are basically preying on the students. Well, you got to keep in mind the National Education Association, with your tax dollars, is doing everything in their power to defend the teachers committing crimes against children. This is open prey on students across the United States of America. And why is that? Because the American people, 86% of them, are the responsible party for actually the Christians, you know, the professed Christians, again, a lack thereof, a lack of Christianity, the patriots, you know, those that uphold dying laws. No, they're the ones helping and handing their kids over to those that are tearing them down, namely the federal government through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. And then you have today's conservatives, yes, which in fact are yesterday's liberals. They're the ones, 86% of them, that are dropping their kids off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government concerning the demoralization of your kids. Why? Because they want absolute control over your children's lives. They want absolute control over your lives. And the way they do that, friends, is to demoralize the people. And the people have to bite the hook, friends. They got to take the bait. And apparently they have taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker. I know that there's a lot of people across the country that have not. Well, then you good people need to stand up and do the right thing, because you still have the freedom today to do the right thing. So stand up and do it. Highlighting also what I told you about the homosexual communities and how they're zeroing in on your kids. Folks, they're trying to normalize sodomy to kids in preschool. They're trying to educate kids as to how to commit the crime concerning sodomy in public schools across the United States of America. And to further solidify what I just told you about how them trying to demoralize you, keep in mind when you take the bait, they create more laws to have more control over your lives. But also keep in mind that when you give a green light to what God condemns, your enemies are on the heels of what you tolerate to destroy all of us. And look how the Muslims are systematically and methodically following the homosexuals every step of the way, playing to victims, but transgressing the law, playing to victims, but tearing down the law, playing the victims, but being subversive to American law. America, if you're not going to be the law, guess what? The lawless will rule. End of story. I wanted to highlight the fact that Donald Trump is, in fact, not only attempting to decriminalize sodomy on a global scale. I didn't know, America, did you? Did you read this in the Constitution? I'm curious because I didn't see it. Did anybody see in the Constitution where it's the President of the United States of America, where it's his job to tell the rest of the world what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do? Nope. Nowhere in the Constitution can you find that. Nowhere. And furthermore, it's his job to restrain men from breaking God's moral law. Someone might want to tell this Christian president not, friends, judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16, that homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of God. Donald Trump said, as we celebrate LGBT Pride Month and recognize the outstanding contributions the LGBT people have made to our great nation, really? Let us also stand in solidarity with the many LGBT people who live in dozens of countries worldwide that punish, imprison, or even execute individuals on the basis of their sexual orientation. My administration has launched a global campaign to decriminalize homosexuality and invite all nations to join us in this effort. Well, the question is, America, why is it illegal? That's what you might want to ask yourself. Why in the United States of America, friends, are they called crimes against nature? Because it's extracted directly from the Word of God, that it is an abomination. That's why we're called the light of the world, because we obey God. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you get a moment. But I just wanted to clarify that, friends, because there are still those that just don't get what's going on here. I also wanted to highlight this to, again, solidify another point here. I have a quote here from none other than Udo Ufkat. I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, okay? He said, but seeing right now, within the last month, how the German and American media are continuously trying to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia, this is a point of no return, and I'm going to stand up and say it is not right what I have done. Udo Ufkat was a part of working for the CIA and lying to the people on a global scale. He repented of that. He said, it's not right what I've done in the past to manipulate people, to make propaganda against Russia, and it's not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. Well, how could it be otherwise when you know that six corporations worldwide are setting the narrative? You've heard the videos, America, how it goes from the West Coast to the East Coast and the East Coast to the West Coast and Texas all the way up to Minnesota and Minnesota all the way down to Texas. How all of the useful idiots across the United States are verbatim reading off the teleprompter at the same time across the United States, spewing out the same propaganda by their propaganda masters. You've heard the videos. You've seen the videos. Did you know that Dr. Udo Ufkat said, I've been a journalist for about 25 years. He said, I was educated to lie. I was educated to betray and not to tell the truth to the public. Folks, is that not criminal? You better know it's criminal. Isn't it interesting? It's these same people that have called outlets that tell you the truth, fake news, when in fact, folks, they're the ones that are guilty of the crime. But where did they get that from? They got that from their big brother, the big devil himself that's burning in hell where he belongs now, friends, named Joseph Goebbels. the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, who said, this is how you play the game. He said, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Is that what's happening in America today? You better know it is, America. You better know it is. And speaking of sexual crimes, America, let's get to this one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, dark secrets of Saudi Arabia's royal family, slavery, sex trafficking, and pedophilia. Mel Gibson recently came out and exposed. Others have come out and exposed pedophilia, not only within the government through conspiracy of silence, but also as to what's going on in Hollywood. And the American people, instead of dealing with the criminals that promote to debase folks, not only to debase, but again, to demoralize, to corrupt the morals of America, to poison the morals of America. Instead of dealing with these criminals, they go to Hollywood's movie theaters and they watch their filthy movies, friends, and they continuously support them to do it over and over again. Well, after all, they say, well, I didn't know that was true. I didn't think that was true because, you know, I didn't see him do it. What are they promoting, friends? What are they promoting? It reminds me of what Donald Trump said. He said he could be busted on the streets in New York City after committing a crime with a smoking gun in his hands. And he said he wouldn't lose a follower. That's exactly right. That is idolatry to the max. And if that is not narcissism, I don't know how you would describe it or define it. That's it. He said it. He showed you, friends, how stupid his worshipers are and his followers are. And by the way, it's the oldest sin in the book. It's idolatry, friends. It's idolatry. I got one more point I want to make, another branch off that tree concerning the bunny trail that I'm on right now. But it's interesting, just yesterday I had seen a post and it said, instead of, you know, we've heard this before from Ann Coulter concerning Donald Trump and how he, you know, it was in Trump we trust. Ann Coulter said, that's sacrilegious, that's blasphemy, by the way. But she wrote a book called In Trump We Trust, right? And if that's not dangerous, I don't know what is, friends, but that is dangerous and that is a big no-no. Don't you ever touch God's glory, ever. But yesterday I seen another post, and it was a picture of two guys out at a Trump rally. And I believe it was in Florida. And they have their shirts on. It's not Thanksgiving, friends. It's Trumpsgiving. This is crazy. I had one of my friends actually write a little note on top of this post, and it said, on this special day, give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Donald Trump. This is how they treat this guy, friends. He is the source for all that is good. We didn't elect a priest. We elected God himself, say those that follow Donald Trump. Nope. America is doing well. We have our priorities in order and are set to mentor the next generation. My friend said sarcasm. That's exactly right. This is blasphemy as to what's going on in this country, and it's already gone way too far. And it shows you how simple, blind, and deaf people are. So if you ever want to know how an Adolf Hitler was in power, if you ever want to know how a Mussolini, Benito Mussolini was in power, or a Mao Zedong was in power, or you want to know how stupid the people in these countries that would put up with the Joseph Stalin, because if you were to ask the average Joe or Mary in America today, they would say, oh, no, we're not that stupid. We're way beyond that. Really? Did you know that in every given scenario concerning dictatorships, they treated their dictator like he was God? Like he was God. They treated them like they were their fathers, friends. This is coming out of their own mouths. And when you put up with a George W. Bush and you put up with a Bill Clinton and you put up with a Barack Hussein Obama and a Donald Trump, it shows you how desensitized the American people have truly become. How stupid, let me say it this way, how dummy down and stupefied they have truly become, because no matter what you do to expose the crimes of any administration, friends, if they love the politicians more than God, they're condemning themselves and they're judging themselves, and you rest assured that's exactly what's going to happen. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Florida today, friends. 86 degrees here, and I believe that we have 12 inches of snow back in Minnesota. We'll be back in the saddle in just a couple days here. If you want to watch us live, friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and click on YouTube or beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com and or Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, I want to show you just so people understand that I'm not name calling. I'm not demeaning people's intellect. I'm showing people how desensitized and dummied down they have been. Folks, 1 Kings 13:33 tells us that the corrupt king Jeroboam, who would not return from his sin, in other words, return back to the Lord from his sin, how he appointed the baser sort to be his priests. It's exactly what's happening. They take these losers and politicians, which explains a Donald Trump in so many different ways, and he doesn't even know the Constitution. He calls us a purified democracy when, in fact, we're the opposite, Article 4, Section 4. But he's just doing his job, friends. But it explains an Ocasio-Cortez. It explains an Ilhan Omar. It explains a Kamala Harris. It explains a Buttigieg. It explains all of these corrupt Marxists in government, friends, that are just mere players and useful idiots to further lower the standard of who we are. They take these reprobates and they put them real low, friends. They take the biggest losers and they put them up at the top. Instead of putting Christ where he belongs on his throne, which he is there, he'll always be there, and Satan has been dethroned, Isaiah 14, for the record, as he has been cast out, friends. With that said, keep in mind that they take these lower sort, the baser sort, and they put them up as the standard for the people to follow. Okay? What you see as the standard in this country would have never been given a pass in the 50s, 60s, 70s, or in the 80s in a million years compared to what you put up with. And it shows America, if you look in the mirror in the truth, folks, concerning the truth of the matter, you're gonna agree to the fact that we have been dummied down to believe that this is American government. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about those that remain ignorant because they're okay there. They want to be there. They're willfully stupid. But folks, what you see today is not American government. It's the same thing with what you see in the church today. It's not the church, friends. It's a lack of American government is what you see in government today. And it's a lack of Christianity, what you see in the church today. I was just talking about how demoralized the people have become. Well, if you don't mind, I want you to check this out because, and I'll run through this as quick as I can, but I was talking about this earlier this week, and we found that legendary filmmaker Cecil B. DeMille, the director of the epic movie, The Ten Commandments, he first came to California in the early 1900s where he settled in a small town that was said to be a Christian settlement that was giving away free land to anyone who was willing to build a place of worship. That's a fact. Okay? The town had a picturesque name. It was called Hollywood Land. Okay? The motion picture production code was the set industry of censorship guidelines which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures released by major studios from 1930 to 1968. Okay? The Motion Pictures Producers and Distributors Association, the acronym MPPDA, which later became the Motion Picture Association of American, MPAA, that's that acronym, adapted the code in 1930, began effectively enforcing it in 1934, and abandoned it in 1968. So there again, the church is derelict of duty in favor of the subsequent MPAA film rating system. Now listen. These were the provisions of the code. This is to prove the point as to how desensitized and how demoral we have become by those that mean to demoralize us. And really what it comes down to is our disobedience towards God. And if we're disobedient in God towards one, towards him in one point, well, the Bible says, let your eye be filled with light. Let it be single. Keep your eye fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible also says, let a double-minded man think that he's going to receive anything of the Lord. We're not to be double-minded. We're to be single-minded. And we're to have our eye fixed on the Christ. And if we're disobedient in one point, we better look at other points, friends, and we better get back to the cross and repent of our sin to get right with him that we might receive the Holy Ghost, that we can move forward and set others free. Okay? But listen, the provisions of the code, movies, friends. I didn't say television, I said movies. The production code enumerated three general principles as follows. No picture should be produced that would lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. Folks, sympathy is, folks, Hollywood does nothing but give sympathy, friends, to the side of crime, to the side of wrongdoing, to the side of evil, and the advocates of sin. It's completely upside down. Provisions of the code, number two, correct standards of life subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment shall be presented. Number three, law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, friends, but the church's job is to preach the law and the prophets, to drive men to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Galatians 3:24. I don't know if you know this or not, America, but the purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law, the Mosaic Institution, to maintain order, and to justify the righteous and to condemn the wicked. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. That is the three purposes of government. That is the purpose of the church. Is this what they're doing? Nope, they're doing the exact opposite. This is how dummied down and demoralized the American people have become. Did you know that nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited in movies? That's all you see, friends. The ridicule of Christianity was completely forbidden, and ministers of Christianity were not to be represented as comic characters or villains. Right? The depiction of illegal drug use was completely forbidden, as well as the use of liquor when not required by the plot or proper characterization. I'm not making this up. This was, friends, the motion picture production code. Okay, this was the set industry of censorship guidelines, which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures. You could not do the things that they're doing today. Let me put it in simple terms. Hollywood is now promoting everything God condemns on so many fronts. That's clear. We all can agree on that. And the reason that's happened is because 325 million people that still think they're too smart to believe that would ever happen here. I'm here to tell you, 325 million people, that it has already happened here, and it's been happening here since the late 60s. Okay? So it's not like you've got to jump on something. It's not like history's not repeating itself, friends, because it is. Regardless, you are the frog in the boiling pot, like it or not. And to suggest otherwise, friends, you are disingenuous and you're not telling the truth. And that's a fact. Did you know that methods of crime, safe cracking, arson, smuggling, were not to be explicitly presented? Now we see billboards all over the country. Stop child trafficking. Are you kidding me, America? Do you think that your parents would have put up with this? No. What? Do you think your grandparents ever thought in a million years we'd be talking about men marrying men and women marrying women and people killing babies in our country? I mean, John F. Kennedy said that's barbaric. That will never happen in this country in the 60s. Now look where we're at. Talking about child trafficking. People stealing children. The Bible tells us those that steal, kidnap children, they're to be put to death. Rightly so. They are to be put to death. There's a reason Scripture tells us that, friends. And furthermore, it's better for those criminals to understand that it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of the little ones. That's the New Testament, man. You should see what the Old Testament says in Exodus 20:2. And it ain't good. And it's for the church to stand up and to teach these crooked criminals the fear of God. But if you don't want to do that, again, as I said, God will teach us one way or another. We're either going to be judged or we're going to do the judging. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We got hour two coming up, showing the American people today as to how demoralized and desensitized and dummied down they really have been. Regardless of what they think, I'm showing you where we're at today in comparison to 1968, friends. The Bible says to go back to the old past. And we better either get back to the old past, where we would know the ways of peace found in Jeremiah 6:16, or we're going to find ourselves in a whole lot of trouble, and that's exactly why we're in a whole lot of trouble today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, hour two coming up right on the other side. Hold tight with me, broadcasting live from sunny Florida. Be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?
Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.